My name is Ray Scott Fuss, and I'm from Covington, Georgia, and I'm a professional sheep shearer. Okay, girls, gang up. In the pen. It's a little bit windy today, but the sun's shining. Had a little cool morning, but it's a nice day out here on the farm.
Okay. Let me get them bunched up again. Come on, Georgia.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to do, they're herd-oriented animals. They like to stay in a bunch. So they're going to probably all head together. They'll all get bunched up in the corner of the pen. And what I'll do, I'll reach in and grab their back leg. That's how you move them around. They do a backwards walk. They don't know where they're going. They're just going to trust me on that.
All right.
The way I begin, I sit the animal down on its rear end. And the key is to keep its feet off the ground or keep the feet from touching a fence or the cord or anything like that during the entire process. As long as their feet don't touch anything, they don't think they can get up and run away. She's sitting very still, not making any noise. That's just the nature of the sheep. If they're comfortable and calm, the shearing goes a lot better for them and for me. I started learning when I was 12 years old, and the man that taught me how was named Martin Gosha, and he was from Nebraska, and when he started teaching me, he was in his 70s. So he'd come out once a year to shear our sheep on our farm, and I was interested in it. Just looked pretty cool. Looked like something I wanted to learn how to do, as bizarre as that is. And he coached me along and taught me how over the course of the years. And then one day, I guess I was about 16 years old, he said, here you go, handed me all his clippers, and he said, I'm done, and he never sheared again. And that's how I got started, and I've been doing it ever since then. I made him a promise I'd keep the skill alive as long as I was alive. Finish up at her rear end, and we're done. The process is one that's been used for hundreds and hundreds of years, the same pattern that causes the least amount of stress to the animal. You get it done quickly so that you can put the sheep back with the herd.
Come on, Georgia.
This sheep's name is Georgia because she's a little bit brown. She's sweet Georgia Brown.
Come on, baby. Go join the family. Come on, baby. Go, 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 go.
What makes it so fun and intriguing to me is that I'm keeping a skill alive that's just going away year after year. So far, I hadn't found anybody that wants to learn how to do it, but I still enjoy it just as much.